Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. From time to time, I like to dedicate one program to answering questions that listeners and financial clients have raised. So probably the number one question that I have been asked is about the credit rebuilding process. And the question in detail is, what is the best way to rebuild credit? Now, this is a question that has a variety of layers in its proper answer. Before I talk about the best way to rebuild credit and actually address this question, I would first like to focus on why we want to be rebuilding our credit. And to ask that question, why do you want to rebuild your credit? Usually I look into the face of someone who's looking back at me with a deer in the headlight look. Well, of course we have to rebuild credit. Do we really? Lenders have done a very good job of brainwashing consumers to believe that we all need to build credit or to rebuild credit worthiness. And people feel a lot of pressure about this very topic, but there needs to be a point to the credit rebuilding, more than just rebuilding credit for the sake of rebuilding credit. What's the point of doing that? And why do you need to rebuild it? What has gone on behind the scenes that somehow your credit has gone through the damage that it needs rebuilt? So if you've gone through a catastrophe because of excessive debt, perhaps credit rebuilding is a bad idea in the context of rebuilding credit for the sake of rebuilding credit. We really need to get behind this question and ask, what is the true reason you want to rebuild credit? The other situation and the other point that I'd like to address is that you as a consumer are not the only one who is going to benefit from your efforts of rebuilding your credit. So please remember that the lender benefits by you following their process for rebuilding credit. So then that leads me to my next question, which is, are you following your plan for credit rebuilding or are you following a lender's plan for credit rebuilding? Which then leads me to the very good question of, what exactly are you going to need credit for and when? And this is the question that helps formulate why credit needs to be rebuilt in your particular circumstance. Now, also please understand that credit in the past used to be granted. Now it is sold. That is a big difference between being granted credit based on an approval process and being sold based on approval of you being a good risk. So it's important also to consider the quality differences in the credit providers that you're looking at. And there is a difference between lenders. I like to think of it in terms of the difference of quality that you experience in purchasing items from a dollar store versus purchasing items at the bay. There are differences between various borrowing institutions, and you need to be aware of those differences. One of the main differences would be that if you go to a discount type lender, they may not even report your information to the bureau. And when you're out to rebuild your credit, you are depending on that lender's reporting ability and the consistency of their reporting that they will accurately report your good behavior with their credit product to the credit bureau on your behalf. So it's very important that you're dealing with a quality lender that actually will be doing that reporting for you. One thing I would like to discuss with you concerning the credit rebuilding process is about your information at the credit bureaus in Canada. So we have two credit bureaus in Canada. We have Equifax and we have TransUnion. The information that each of these organizations have on you, your credit history, your payment history, your application history, closed accounts, current accounts, all of that information is your information. It is not their information. It is not a lender's information. It is your information, and you are responsible for that information. So if there are errors on your credit bureau reports, you are responsible to have those errors addressed and fixed. But that information is your information, not their information. So it's in your best interest to make sure that they have the right information about you. So the next point that I'd like to talk about in this process of rebuilding credit and this process of rethinking the idea of rebuilding credit is to talk about credit cards. Most people who ask me questions specifically about rebuilding credit have already assumed that credit cards are the only option for rebuilding their credit. Now, where do you suppose they got this idea from? So the very product that got them into trouble is what they assume is their way to get that ball rolling again. This seems like very, very good marketing from lenders, does it not? People also assume that they should be able to handle credit cards as part of their daily lives, especially since they've been beaten up by credit. They haven't been able to be successful at managing the day-to-day finances using a credit card. They feel that they need a second crack at it, if you will. The credit cards of today's day and age are too convenient. We overspend when we use credit cards in our purchasing. So the idea of handling a credit card, it is beyond what I believe that we really ought to be using in our day-to-day financial management. It's just too risky for all of us, not for a select few people, but for all of us. Unfortunately, when we think about credit cards being part of the mindset of rebuilding credit, it actually turns into the situation that we're rebuilding credit at the same time as we are rebuilding a debt load. Think about it from the perspective of who is benefiting from you having a credit card with 28% interest or whatever the interest rate we may be. What exactly are you rebuilding? Instead, I'd like you to think about this scenario. I would like you to think about being on the benefit side of both the rebuilding of this credit and the granting of credit. I want you to be able to benefit through the entire rebuilding section and session of events that you're going to need to go through. The only way to rebuild your credit safely and for you to benefit from that process is through the use of savings. But unfortunately, I have a warning for you. There are organizations across Canada that take advantage of people who have this need. I'd like to actually bring an example, a real life example, to my listeners. Because this company is operating in Canada right now, and of course, for legal reasons, I'm not going to name the company, but I am going to take you through the process of dealing with this company because I had a lady reach out to me for help. She has an agreement with this particular company, and when I looked at the fine print of her contract, I was quite surprised. This company and companies like this particular one, they promise to help you rebuild credit at the same time as you get to save money. They then sign you up for what's called a secured loan, which is supposed to be a savings plan. So you are told that you will receive a cash amount at the end of the loan period if you make all your payments. And of course, they're very sticky about having those payments made on time. However, like I mentioned to you, I have some paperwork in front of me right now. And these details, I'll give you the details of this lady's loan and her secured package loan for credit rebuilding purposes. So she was told that she would receive $1,750 at the end of a 3-year loan contract. The contract also goes on to say that she will pay in total $4,321.39 over 36 payments. That works out to an effective interest rate of 49% per year on this loan. 49%. And that's only if she gets the money at the end is dependent on if she makes her payments. They will keep that money that they've set aside if she misses a payment. Also, they tack on insurance for the loan. But one of the small fine print details says that you don't necessarily qualify for the insurance. You just pay the premium every month, but you don't necessarily qualify. So if you need that insurance at some point, for example, if there is a job loss, only certain conditions will that insurance pay out regarding specifics of the job loss, even though you have been faithfully paying the premiums. And finally, if anything comes up that forces you to stop making the payments, you lose everything. So you don't actually have money saved. The website appears to be professional and straightforward and factual, but clearly these people are counting on us as consumers to not do the math and to not read the fine print. But we have rights as borrowers in the province of British Columbia. And if you have been involved in anything like what I have just described, I encourage you to visit www.consumerprotectionbc.ca to learn about your rights as a borrower and what you can do to better your situation. Right after the break, I'm going to tell you how this lady was able to get a little bit of a better deal with this creditor.